Penguin Audio presents From Scratch, Inside the Tumultuous Billion-Dollar World of the Food Network by Alan Salkin. Read by Julian Fleischer. Preface. Rollover. Before there was a food network, there was no food network, or even a world in which it was obvious that there ought to be a food network. In the early 1980s, a handful of celebrity chefs, many of them connected to a miraculous restaurant in Berkeley, California called Chez Panisse, rose to prominence with a revolutionary new philosophy of local, high-quality ingredients prepared inventively. Like-minded chefs, Jeremiah Tower, Charlie Trotter, Wolfgang Puck, established themselves in gourmet pockets of Southern California, Boston, Chicago, and Manhattan, with mind-tickling innovations and fusion cuisines such as gourmet pizza topped with duck sausage and chicken sun-dried tomato spring rolls. But by the end of the decade, many trend watchers were pronouncing the celebrity chef fad as over as neon shoelaces and big hair. These brilliant chefs may have been appreciated by a smart set of food lovers, but it was unclear if the wider culture would continue to care. Well-known TV chefs were few, among them Julia Child, Martin Yan of Yan Can Cook, and Jeff Smith of The Frugal Gourmet, all of whom appeared on PBS stations. Some of them sold a lot of cookbooks, but the fact that they were on not-for-profit television conveyed the impression that there was no profit and little impact.